Well, hello there again, you wonderful folk of Audioboo, Facebook and Twitter. This is Roddy Jenkins with you once again, and this is Community Radio Part 5. Now, in Part 4, I'm going to use the royal we here, obviously, but I talked about the joys. In fact, with parts 1, 2 and 3, we also talked about the joys of community radio, the buzz you get, the excitement you get of being actually able to broadcast to a defined community, defined area on FM or online or the interweb, and it's absolutely brilliant. And in part 4, we will touch on what you kind of need to do to set yourselves up at a community radio station. Okay, and so we said obviously you need your mixing desk and your microphones, obviously, so you can be heard. And now, a lot of people balk of your mixing desk. That sounds very, very complicated. Doesn't have to be complicated at all. A very simple setup. Basically, you want to have enough channels on your mixing desk for your three studio microphones. So that's the main microphone for the main presenter, two guest mics, two CD players. Okay, if you've got one, but it's quite cheap these days, a computerized playout system so you can play MP3 files or what have you. Maybe, I don't know, a spare blind for a telephone if you want to do phoning programs or whatever. So you want about, say, certainly five or six channels on the mixers. And most mixing desks these days you can switch. So one fader can actually either operate a microphone or a CD player. So you can mix and match. So you're not thinking, oh, I've only got so many faders on this particular. That's not going to be enough. A lot of them will all have two channels without getting too technical. So that allows you to have more than one source going into that particular fader. So channel one, your fader, will be your microphone. Or channel two could be either another microphone. So let's say, okay, channel four. Okay, your fader 4 can either be a CD player, or you can switch it to have a 4th microphone if the need arises. And, yeah, there's nothing, you know, they can all be wired up and rigged up, you know, accordingly. Anyway, we're getting terribly technical again, which is probably good thing if you're a technical whiz kid and into your geekiness and radio kit, what have you. Brilliant. What are you thinking? How the hell do I get involved? Well, obviously, you need to get in touch with Ofcom, which is the industry broadcast regulator. They will issue you, admittedly at some cost, and you need to obviously talk to them, ofcom.org.uk. But they can issue you with a license. And now, their predecessor, the Radio Authority, which was operational back in the late 90s, would be able to say, well, there's a community project in your area, or so to say, if you want to get involved. If you feel that your area is being said, it's difficult in some areas where you've got so many radio stations all competing for the same audience, to try and persuade the powers that be, the regulators, that actually, yeah, this area needs a niche station, a community station that's going to be catering for this type of audience, this area of audience, or what have you. It can be really, really tricky. So it's worth getting in touch with Ofcom. It's worth also just putting notice up around your local community. See, any local community groups want to, you know, get involved or run at their own station. Because, say, there's going to be outlay and it's going to cost you money. But if you get, let's say, in part four, if you can get a local business to do sponsorship, advertise, they'll pay you a reasonable rate of money to get, because obviously they think, well, yes, we can go to our local commercial station, but we could be paying, I don't know, a rather large figure. You want to set up, you're more local to us, you're more local to where we're based, we can get hold of the local advertisers, local audience, local market, therefore, within a set community, and, you know, we can aim at those. And they're probably more likely, actually, to want to get involved with your community station than, say, a local commercial station, quite frankly. But we're jumping ahead of ourselves a bit. Okay, I mean, community radio is a brilliant, brilliant piece of kit. A brilliant tool to talk to the local community and just to broadcast and be there for someone. I've done it now for a few years and I actually love it. It's also a great way, okay, to get the radio bug. The infamous radio bug. Of all the bugs you hear about, this is the one bug you want to catch. If you want to be a dedicated radio broadcaster, this is your entry level, a great way in, great place for you to try stuff out and see if it works, if it's for you and all the rest of it. Okay, sometimes it might not be for you, and you may think, no, okay, well, I tried it, but actually, after all that, I think I'm not quite cut out for that. Then again, you might think, actually, I enjoy it. You may think to yourself, okay, you may think to yourself, well, I'd like to get to radio, but I don't know how to. And if I go and send off tapes and CDs and MP3 files to local stations, BBC, IRL, and the like, that IRL probably doesn't exist anymore, but commercial radio, shall we say, in this day and age. And yeah, your chances they may get heard, they might not get heard. Yeah, and you may not think so. If you can actually broadcast, it gives you that flexibility of being able to broadcast, as I say, to a local community. It gives you the opportunity to see if you're, yeah, if you feel capable of doing it. You know, there are people there that just want to broadcast, but aren't technically minded, so they can't control the desk, studio desk. So they'd like a colleague to drive the desk for them. Okay, now a technical word for you guys, drive. It's a bit like driving a car, I suppose. You're there as a passenger, but talking away to a microphone while somebody else is actually operating the control, the steering, doing the steering and changing the gears and all the rest of it. In that case, that could be for you. You think, well, actually, I'm happy to do that, but I'm not. It's entirely down to you. But it's a brilliant, brilliant way of getting involved in your community. It's also a good way of making a name for yourself. Because people may think, yes, they've heard you every day, you know, in the streets, being in your local community, or every so often down the pub, or whatever. Being on the radio, wow. Oh, it's a bit of credibility creeps in there. It's absolutely wonderful. That, like community radio, hospital radio is another good way in if you want to be a radio presenter. I had to say that I'm loathe the to an extent the word DJ. I fancy to say presenter. Even if you're on a music station, I still say you're presenting, you know, a music show or a radio show or radio program, even on a music station, which by and large, quite a lot of community stations are. They're playing music and you get a buzz. Now, I've got a confession, like, I do a weekly Sunday afternoon show on Bradleystoke Radio, www.bradleystokeradio.org.uk. And you can follow us on Twitter and Facebook at look for Bradleystoke FM. And I go in each week. I mean, I'll put a request out on Twitter or Facebook or whatever and say, oh, anyone want a request this week? And but I'm like, I go in and I think, I just like that, and I remember that, but I've remembered that for ages, and it's a joy to actually go in there and make your own playlist, which depends on what you're doing. If you're saying, this is the place of all the songs I'm going to play in my show, okay? And you go in there and think, God, I like that, and I have to confess, most of the playlists I do is stuff I actually enjoy listening to that I would want to listen to myself, if I was listening at home. So, yeah, as you probably say, I'm actually making most of the requests by myself, really. But, yeah, it's great fun as well. And it's just a way of just broadcasting to the community. There are people, people often look at me and say to me, just when I say I'm actually naturally shy and introvert because of the old eczema, I get behind the microphone. Well, hurry, let's just go for it, you know, and I enjoy it. And some people say, oh, I can't do that. I'm too shy, far too shy. Oh, I couldn't do that at all. I just say, listen, try it. If you really, unless you try it, you don't know. If having tried, you think, actually, still too shy. Fair enough. No problem. You tried it. You know, you ain't got nothing to lose at the end of the day. And possibly a hell of a lot to gain, quite frankly. So that's the beauty of radio and community radio and hospital radio, is that you can just have a go at it. I mean, community radio more so, because 9 out of 10 you're broadcasting either on an FM frequency, so there you are, you're a bona fide radio station, woohoo! Or you're broadcasting on the old web, which is brilliant as well, because actually, not only you're serving a defined community, but by broadcasting the web, you can be heard all over the world. You've got a worldwide audience all of a sudden. Eek! Not necessarily. It's good. It gives you a chance to get yourself heard. You may have friends and family and cousins and stuff around the world. They can hear you. They probably hear you once a year at Christmas or whatever, when you make the annual phone call saying, Happy Christmas, Happy Christmas, Happy Christmas, and the rest of it. They might like it. They may think, actually, I like it. And who knows? Who knows? The producer and executive of an established national station could well be listening. So there you go. So that's the beauty of community radio. That's the beauty of radio. There's the buzz you get. I mean, I don't know if you're a DJ working at clubs and pubs and what have you like that, you do your mobile discos or whatever, you get that buzz at the end of the night. So this much, radio, you get double that buzz. It's something, something about being able to broadcast and feel privileged to broadcast to a defined community, defined area. And then you're there, and you're saying all these things, and somebody else isn't. You know, there are people out there listening to you. And you know they're listening to you because they're phoning and saying, oh yeah, can I have a request for Auntie Mabel, please? You know, and it's wonderful. I just got, you know, if I could bottle the joy of radio work, radio presenting, then yeah, I think there'd be end of the queue. There'd be a queue 4 miles long. I mean, you could probably go around the world 50,000 times, quite frankly. And that's just, you know, probably double that too. If every single person that's on the radio now got that formula, bottle it, we'd all be out there, we'd all be flogging it, you know. I mean, I do call myself professional. We all make mistakes, but it's just that buzz of going on air, going live on air. Oh, live on air, yay! You know, and it's, you know, it's wonderful, it really is a wonderful. It's like a drug that you just want more of. And, you know, it's the radio bug. I've said before, it's the one bug you really want to catch, okay? Because it is fun and it can open up potentially so many doors to you. And if you happen to be an introvert like me, no problem.